This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Center for American Progress, led by Harvard economist Richard Freeman, estimates the decline in union coverage explains about one-third of the disappearance of middle-class workers. Center for Disease Control is debating issuing a traveler's warning for pregnant women, where there may be evidence of the Zika virus leading to encephalitis, hydroencephalitis. Local transmission of Zika virus has been in 14 Western Hemisphere countries and territories: Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, French Guiana, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Martinique, Mexico, Panama, Puerto Rico, Paraguay, Suriname, and Venezuela. Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank, estimates that eliminating travel visas to the U.S. would add $90 to $123 billion in annual tourist spending. In Ethiopia, the World Bank estimates that barely 3% of the population has access to broadband internet, and fewer than 4% have a fixed telephone line. Millennials aged 25 to 34 are doing better in Canada than the U.S. A higher percentage are employed, their incomes are 16% higher, and over half are homeowners compared to 36% in the U.S. More than 8,000 people were killed in ethnic or religious clashes in 2015 in Nigeria. The contractor who was removing Confederate statues in New Orleans walked off the job after death threats to its workers and other threats to cancel business contracts. Prisoners in Russia are now being forbidden to swear. Nuclear power generating facilities in 20 different countries with atomic stockpiles were seen as targets for cyber attacks, including Argentina, Mexico, China, and Israel. In a 65-page pleading, Planned Parenthood has sued in California the group that infiltrated its offices, claiming that it misrepresented videos. Goldman Sachs has agreed to a civil settlement of $5 billion with federal prosecutors and regulators to resolve claims related to mortgage meltdown misrepresentation in 2007. The International Organization of Track and Field has been found guilty of having blackmailed athletes found doping and continue to allow them to compete along with other problems. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.